One person was like, why don't you stand up for us?
Then you gotta, then you gotta look at their picture.
So I'm like, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah. At all. I don't care.
I don't care. Somebody in Denver, like, and I don't care what happens to you either.
Yeah. 100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
It's great. I'm so used to looking at a full figured person, and it's nice
to not have to deal with
to
that.
See what normal looks like.
Yeah,
you know? So
it's a shock to the system.
It is a shock to the system. Yeah. I'm like, how come you're not falling out of the chair everywhere? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you're like squeezing at us, like, yeah, with your arms, yeah. Like,
hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
How's lipo going?
How's that Medicare thing you use that takes you up and down the stairs?
I feel like by the time he gets lipo, it'll be like Ralphie, where the doctor's like, no, you're not even, you're not in a range anymore.
Oh, man. That would be awesome, though, if he did the stomach stapling, you know what I mean? But didn't tell anybody and just showed up at like 165. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and he's like, what do you mean?
He's like, what? I just...
He wouldn't tell anybody. He would never admit it.
Started running.
That and hair plugs. He would do both and just not tell anybody.
He does that shit in his hair, and he's always...
This is him every time he takes his hat off.
Yeah. I'm like, just do what I do, man.
Just shave it.
Take it down.
Dude, I'll get hair plugs, and I'll lean into it.
Yeah.
I'll tell. I'm like, yeah, they look great.
Yeah, there's a whole thing of guys now that do all the cosmetic stuff that was like... It was shamed when it first came out.
Yeah.
It was new, and they were like, you're a guy. And now, guys, I don't know how old the guy, he's probably like in his late 50s and clearly had just had like a facelift and everything done.
Really?
It does look the crazy. Lines. Yeah, it looks crazy, but you're like, all right, man. Like, that's what
you're... Isn't it like it comes up here and then slowly goes down to normal?
The thing that's weird is that it's like the face.
It's a surprise.
Well, the face just doesn't, like, he's just like, oh, yeah. Like, there's no expressions. You have to like look into like, oh, okay. He's not signaling as much.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Kenny Rogers.
He
right?
got it. Whoa!
Yeah, he got it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's... Well, that's Carrot Top. Dude, yeah. He got eyebrow implants, right?
Eyebrow implants?
Or tattoos? Who's the one on the bottom left there? Yeah. What is that?
That's just a fucking rad dude. I don't know.
It looks like a magician.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. Yeah. That guy thinks he's fucking killing it, too.
Who is... That's not Carrot Top.
That is not Carrot Top, no.
Who is it?
But
Ken Jeong?
If that were Carrot Top, I'm buying tickets tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to see him.
Carrot Top, though, he did wild shit. I'm saying, like, he clearly juiced, right? He got super fucking jacked.
Yeah.
And then the face, he did everything. But I don't know. Aren't you the one? You're the one who said, if a comic gets obsessed with his body, then something, like, that's when he starts to go downhill.
Yeah, something. It's after they get too famous.
They get too famous.
They start working out because they're like, I'm going to live forever. I've already hit the top.
Yeah.
Now, how could I live forever?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Look at him.
Look at that one right there. 94, normal dude. 2000. Oh, that's even only to 2007.
Dude, do you remember how much hate Carrot Top got? But do you remember actually seeing him when you were a kid on like late night and going, this guy is the funniest guy I've ever seen in my life?
I think anytime I ever saw a clip of him working, it was clever and funny. And then he became a punchline for people who didn't even know what they were saying. They were just like, what are you, Carrot Top? Like, it just, they didn't know what that meant. Oh, it was just their reference. It was the only reference they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy got
absolute... Whoa, the John Hopkins one.
No, that's fucking...
That's a Photoshop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, but, that's what I would do.
But not
would...
on the left there. That is, I mean, did you see the one with his dick hanging out on Instagram?
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah. Dude, solid move.
Yeah.
Solid move.
Yeah. That's not a prop. That's the real thing. His dick was just
I saw that at the river, an old man with like short shorts just peeing out of his shorts without taking him down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's the kind of old
man I want to be. Yeah, if you want to see it, you can. I'm sure you can find it on a search. But he posted he had just done like a 10K or something. And he was like, hey, I just did this. And he's bent shorts. Over and he's got those classic runner shorts on. And his dick, pretty hefty, nice little dick there, is dangling out of the bottom.
Through
of
it.
Shorts. Yeah, through it. And like he moves and it like pops
he
out
knew.
Of the bottom. Of course
he had
knew.
To know.
Of course he knew. And he's like, hey, guys, I just fucking ran.
I just ran like, what? What does that have to do with your just cut off on your thigh picture?
And everybody wrote like, carrot.
That's what Dice said. He saw him once at the gym and he goes, hey, Mr. Top.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there it is. Yeah, it's the movement.
Yeah. And he's like, why hey, is it guys, going so low? 5K. And like, he knows it's moving right there.
He knows. He's like, it's almost out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, see, those are loose.
See, I ran he's like trying. This. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's making it come out.
It took too long.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. 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 Anyway. Yeah. This is when you don't need your account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just like, I have a contract.
So I have a 10-year contract with fucking Harris.
Yeah. I don't need it. Speaking of accounts, you don't have an account
it's
anymore.
It's gone. Gonzo.
What happened? I saw you were doing this thing where you were telling people, send me your version of what my tour
what
name,
my new name is.
And what the poster should be.
Yeah.
And they were they were outlandish.
Yours, I was just across the street from a billboard, I'm coming everywhere. Uh-huh. It's a great one.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, it's a really solid one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yours was like, but you took like people could make fun of you, make fun of tours in general, and you would post them.
Uh-huh.
And they were a lot of them were fucking outrageous.
Yeah, a couple I'm like, I can't. No.
Really?
Way.
I mean, yeah, I'm
social
sure.
justice stuff, and I'm like, nah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's too much, but only like a couple.
Oh, so you learned your lesson?
Hey, shut up in there!
but there, some of them were even the ones you posted were wild.
They're so great.
Yeah, and they were
and they're like mocking me to have to do it. I was like, if they make me laugh or cringe, I'm like, I'll rename my tour.
And so it got like, I don't know, you probably did like a dozen of those,
way more.
Yeah. Okay.
People went nuts.
And were these getting flagged? I didn't realize they were getting flagged.
Some were getting flagged. Hate speech. The Hitler gave me gonorrhea tour. they call it. I don't know. It's hate speech, though.
Wouldn't that be the worst real thing that happened to somebody?
Like, if you're like, not only is it the Holocaust, but also
that guy Hitler. Yeah.
Who'd you get your gonorrhea from?
Fuck.
Experiments? Dude. Like no. Straight Hitler.
Straight up from Hitler. Hitler fucked me like, and gave me a disease.
Like how was it? Like not good.
No, it was terrible.
He has to shit on. You have to shit on his chest to get hard. He makes you do it. That's what they told. Is that a real thing? They told us that in Jewish school, that Hitler could only get hard if he shit on his chest.
You know, I've heard so many like rude rumors about Hitler.
Yeah,
that
out of hand.
Yeah,
yeah.
That like
keep it where it should be.
I feel like there's a lot of untruths that are spoken about him.
It's like he developed a reputation. Let him have the reputation.
Yeah, and also like don't just fucking be a dick about the guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like if it's verified, I get it.
Yeah. He killed Jews. That's bad enough.
That's bad.
You don't have to make up the shit on the chest thing.
And disabled people and gypsies. Like, he killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then, I get that he wasn't a...
What did I do? come on.
Yeah, it's like, and also...
Just trying to make friends here.
This headline says, Adolf Hitler had a truly disgusting sexual fetish. Do we need to pile on the guy?
Yeah. Also, don't kink shame.
Yeah.
Just had a sexual fetish.
Is it shit? Because that is the one that I feel like we all go, you can shame someone for that.
Yeah. You have to shit on their chest. That's not something, like if your mom found out about that one, she'd be like, oh, Tom.
Oh, no, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. What does it say? Can you make it larger? I can't see it. Love of poo. Yeah, that's, it is the grossest.
Stand over him and defecate. Kind of like the guy who did the virus stuff.
And a micro penis?
Come on.
By the way, is it true... I'm kind of switching
to the Holocaust. I don't know for sure, but I'm almost positive.
But like, you weren't there.
I was not there. Okay, sure enough.
All right. That's one of my favorite ones. Were you there?
Some of those photos are doctored.
Is it true that Diaz has a fucking hog on him? Like a real.
Oh, Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
It wasn't small.
Yeah.
Do they do naked roasts for Skankfest a few times?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And so it's just like they prepare. But the dicks on these people are shockingly small.
Oh, really?
So weirdly small. Wait, I've never felt confident.
So the person getting roasted or everyone's just naked?
The judges and the roasters.
Are naked?
Yeah. But the roasters have to.
Where are you doing? In live?
Yeah.
Wow.
Skankfest South and we did in Skankfest New York. It's great.
And everyone's naked?
Yeah, everyone's naked.
Holy shit.
One chick just went on stage, something Klemp, Allison Klemp. Uh-huh. She goes on stage naked, and she just reached into her pussy, and she pulled out a tampon.
Oh.
Then, oh, it wasn't a tampon. It was a brown.
This chick?
Yeah. It was a baggie, and she opened up the baggie, and it was her jokes in there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was baller, dude. It was baller.
That's her?
Yeah, that's her.
Allison Klemp?
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah. You have vagina envy on that, right?
I mean, that's incredible. That's also, that's showmanship.
It really is.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
So the dicks are real small, though.
They're so small. Diaz has nothing like that. He's got a real fucking dick.
Oh, his balls are so fucking big.
Come on. They're who are you talking silly. To?
Well, yeah, your balls are crazy,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
All right. But I mean, he's pulled out his balls a couple times where I've been like, oh my God, what's going on? I think it's the whole package. You're just looking at him, and then he pulls out this fucking grocery
big
bag.
Belly.
Yeah,
big belly with things hanging down. You can barely see it.
But
yeah, right. They deleted my fucking Instagram account.
Yeah, we went from
hate speech
Hitler to your fucking. So your account. You just logged in one day.
Yeah, and they're like, nah. Like, come on, dude. I'm like, come on, what? It's I don't even understand the rules anymore.
The rules are.
I don't even get the rules.
Because they're inconsistent rules. And also, do you notice this? This is. I've noticed that there's definitely what would be considered violations from like huge celebrities who play that game, like
yeah.
50 Cent, Snoop Dogg.
But they're like, we're not going to touch
they're
you.
They're just
guys.
Like, yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
like, mm. Like, but first of all, you guys are kind of scary, and we don't want any problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 yeah. has the hardest
he goes
Instagram page
so
in
hard
history.
For it. I love it.
And he also, if you slight him in any way, he will absolutely destroy you.
I think he likes it.
He loves
he was
it.
Like, he was like, give
and
me
it's
something
so
to go after.
Funny. It's he's so funny with it too.
I like a celebrity, a rich celebrity who has he's like, I don't need anybody anymore. What?
He has like a level of pettiness yeah. to him. Yeah. Where like if you do anything to slight him in any way, he will rip you apart. It's great.
Yeah.
But they don't like there's videos that he has that stay up.
Because they're like, we're not gonna
I feel like that Instagram's like, hey, don't flag that.
Remember when Muslims were big?
Yeah,
when that was like the big thing, uh-huh. And then you're like, you can't say anything. Like you can't.
Oh, you can't say anything. Huh? I was looking at the camera.
But then like Charlie Hebdo and stuff. And so first Scientology was big. You couldn't make fun of them. Mm-hmm. And then South Park was like opened it up.
Yeah.
But then like the Muslims are like, hey, you know, whatever it was. But as soon as you bring them up, they're like, shh.
Yeah,
yeah. That's, I think 50 Cent's the same thing. People are like, we're not gonna
do anything.
Let's not open up that.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
of worms.
Let's not start with him. Yeah, yeah. You're right. And you could probably like you can shit on like. Truthfully, if you wanted to do like a crazy thing anti-Christian,
mm-hmm.
nobody cares.
Totally fine.
It's true, right? It's yeah. the truth. But if you were just like, here's like Muslim.
And do, by the way, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muslim. But if you do the same thing about Muslims, over.
Yeah.
Shut down. For sure.
Yeah. Or the Muslims will just like handle it. They're crazy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's total inconsistencies in all these fucking things. I mean, Christina does TikToks, right?
Yeah.
And she loves it. Well, she'll do these things now that's called stitching. So it's like you play someone's.
Hold on. Let me just think how this could go if someone from your mom's house is into this.
No. No, but the thing is, she's doing things that are like really honestly, it's just like it's a short clip. So it's somebody doing something wacky as fuck, right? Like a guy had a huge, the size of a snake, and it's a gummy bear.
Okay.
It's a gummy bear snake.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm gonna see how many licks it takes to do this. And he starts like putting it in his mouth. He's like, one, two. And it's his bit, I guess, is he's gonna take 10,000 licks to do this. She plays that, and then it cuts to her reacting. And she's just like, ugh, or something like that. And TikTok flags it. And it's like,
flags it for what?
Bullying and harassment.
Oh, yeah.
For just reacting and going like, ugh, like something like that.
Oh.
And then somebody else's thing is up and it's like clearly more aggressive. That's fine. So it doesn't like.
Just know because you have to think about stuff that is so out of the realm of what you should be thinking about. Instead of just like, oh, this will be funny for people.
Yeah.
And doesn't hurt anybody.
It's also like if you just react, if you're just like, what? How's that? I don't know. That's bullying now.
One of them, they flagged because they just show you a list first of like, hey, these are all the things we're about to like delete you. One of them was like a comment I left on, I don't know what, just go, women ruin everything. And then they go.
Which is true.
Which is true.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Even they would admit it.
Yeah.
Christina, can I just suggest stitching is taking a different direction, just sewing up vaginas together so yeah. You could like squirt into each other?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe life.
Maybe TikTok will let that.
Maybe they will let that slide.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it, man. And YouTube's not consistent. YouTube is also like super all over the map. I mean, you can have a.
Why can't they just have it like a say, like, hey guys, this might be out there, you know, click to make sure you want to watch it?
Yeah.
One of those.
Or God forbid you talk about anything COVID related, then you got to pass like fucking through six circles, you know, of like, they're like, was it a joke? If you're trying to joke.
Was that a joke? Yeah.
Was it a joke?
But yeah.
It's, I don't know. See, we just got flagged right now.
We just got flagged. Yeah. I had one of my dogs in slow motion running in Ecuador and this other dog chasing him and not even coming close and just like leaping over. I love slow-mo dog videos.
Yeah.
Just leaping over these like, puddle, like lakes and stuff. Yeah, because I put my dog is Hitler and the other dog is the Israelis who never caught him. Hate speech.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's that.
And I'm like, dude, I find,
that was on Instagram?
Yeah. Because I didn't see what the thing was, the caption was. And so I try to make funny captions. Anyway.
Hate speech.
Hate speech. Yeah. I went in there afterwards. I was like, hey, guys, my father's a fucking survivor of that and told me to try to make light of these things to not make it like a serious thing and take power back.
Did you say that for
real? Yeah. So if you're telling me to not take the word of a survivor and how to handle this, Instagram, that's super woke of you. I get it. But
those are the people that are running these social media platforms now.
Yeah.
Which is so fucked up because you kind of like we all kind of have to be there.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. My company account was RIP Ari Shaffir. If you guys want to sign up for that. But
can you when you have an account deleted, are you allowed to restart an account?
So yeah, but not under that name. I was like, give me the name back, let me build it back up. But I think that for like 6 months
what was it called?
At Ari Shaffir.
But can you do something like real Ari Shaffir?
Well, that the company name was RIP Ari Shaffir, but just started that just now. So it's like, Jesus. I'll try that. But like, I had one taken down a while ago, like a few years ago, because I just posted like a bloody dump, which I see it at least. At least I'm like, all right, I get.
It was just a bloody dump?
You know how my dumps are.
Yeah.
Dude. I fucking, it looked like gummy bears. We're melted in there.
Ugh. Is everything okay in there?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I've had doctor tested it. Trust me, I was hoping it'd be cancer. I'd find a way out of this situation. Can I show you the fucking one?
No, not that.
One of the Instagram things I won't post, but it just came up with my memories.
It came into your memories?
Yeah, you know how that like shows the memories? And this was like, I'm not going to post that one.
Okay. No, don't post that. Won't.
I'm like, there's a couple lines for me, and that's
not worth it. Oh my god, that would just be a disaster. Nope.
How you been? How you liking this place?
Yeah, I like
what
it.
What a great studio you've made here.
This is a huge investment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't touch it.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's been great, man. It's such a change of pace. It's fun. I don't know, man. Like,
it's important to change it up.
It is.
When I moved to New York, it's the same shit. It's not. There's no. I think comparison's dumb.
Yeah.
To say this is better than that or whatever, but just any sort of change is so good for you.
And I think like at the age I'm at now, to make a change is like, it's kind of exciting. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a totally different phase of life. You know, my kids are notably, I think, better off and happier here.
Oh, I don't know how you would raise a child.
I mean, you can,
in Los
and
Angeles.
We were very fortunate in that we lived. Our last neighborhood last two neighborhoods were great neighborhoods, right? And pretty family friendly.
Yeah,
but
no trans.
No, there's no comparing it to here.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. And like,
it's normal life. You go bike
it. Normal.
Dude, I was with Nate in wherever he lives.
Yeah.
We were going to play golf or something. And he just like some kid was like biking past like on a tricycle or something. And he was like, go ahead. She goes, no, you go ahead. Tell your dad I said hi. And like,
yeah.
It was just like a neighborhood the way I remember.
Yeah.
You know,
it's part is awesome here. It is awesome too. I mean, I know it sounds like whatever, but everything's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, like to get to anywhere. I kind of forgot what that's like. Like literally everything I do takes about that amount of time to get to and back. And I enjoy it. And people are fucking super cool here.
Also, like, you're at the point now where, like, if you're going to do a movie, would be the only reason you're in Hollywood at all. And like, especially with COVID, like, you can just put it on tape.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to call you by name anyway.
Yeah,
so like
kind of.
So, like, why be there? Remember Bernie Mac moved to Chicago?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll come in for a meeting and then I'll go back.
Yeah, I mean, I have to do a couple today in LA, like, Zoom meetings. And I don't know, man. You can tour from anywhere. We figured that out. And then you're like, oh, we can do this from anywhere.
Yeah.
We can set this up in Anchorage.
It was actually pretty nice. Worth the deaths, I'd say.
Yeah.
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 You really can. Just get on Wi-Fi.
So, I mean, after a while, what happens is if you're doing specifically what I do and what you do, you're like, oh, I don't need to be in LA to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like, this is the thing is, I think people, you can feel more than one way about a situation. There's things I love about LA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to say like fuck that place,
no,
it's not necessary. It's also a very cool city. But when I moved to New York, people were like, LA and New York, what's better? I'm like, they're both the top two cities for stand up in America.
Now
like,
you are in love with New York, right?
Love it.
Yeah.
It's,
you're not going to leave there.
Maybe in a few years just for the change,
for
but
the
like
change.
But like it's so exciting.
Where, Erie? You're going to move to Erie?
Probably Erie. Yeah. I might move international somewhere. I want to move to Berlin.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Berlin, huh?
It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Just go fight for what they did to your people.
They moved on past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even their like last big thing.
There's a monument.
Like the wall is like their last big thing.
There's a monument that's like all these blocks, like these kind of like
the wall.
No, not the wall. They're these blocks that are like, it's like an art memorial.
Oh. Stonehenge.
Well, it's in Berlin though.
Oh, okay.
And I guess it looks
Stonehenge.
Awesome. But you don't know. Yeah, there it is. But here's the thing. When you're walking through there, you're like, this is fucking cool.
So somebody's
right?
parkouring it?
Well, people are like jumping on it and run. And then you have to be told, you're like, oh, no, this is a Holocaust memorial. Because it's not like it's, you don't walk into a an entrance to this. It's just on the streets.
Damn.
So people, memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. But you don't know that, and people are like dancing on
pissing
it,
on and one, like, and like, yeah, trying to do like somersaults.
So all I'm saying is, I think you have a really good first tour poster when you get there. You know,
yeah, I love New York though, dude. It's so fucking fun, and also everybody was so shut down, kind of like stand up. Remember when we went back to stand up, just even outdoors? It was like, this is so much better than nothing.
Yeah,
New York's back to the point where you're like, we're out at a bar till 4 a.m. Sam Morril came by, me and Shane were at the Fat Black.
Yeah.
And Sam was there. Sam doesn't really, he goes on the road so much, he doesn't hang out anymore.
Yeah.
And then he was, and Shane, you know, Shane bullies people into drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, no, just one, and seven drinks later.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah,
that's
we're
New
back.
York.
Yeah.
That's New York.
Me and Norman have been drinking, where it's like, just talking. All right, one more beer. And then all of a sudden you see light coming in through the windows, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. You'd never get that really outside of New York. I mean, it's hard to. Miami.
Miami, like, maybe. That's such trash club music place.
But like where that can happen regularly is New York.
Just regularly.
Yeah.
Some of the coolest.
Yeah. So it is fully back now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got to be vaccinated, but everyone there is. So it's like not an issue.
How do you feel about that?
What?
How do you feel about that?
Such a dumb conversation. That shit and race. It's like, get out of here. We're all having a great time enjoying our company. And you guys are bringing up the dumbest shit in the world.
Does it come up in conversations a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also it's like 80 to 90% of us don't care. They're like, yeah, you do whatever you want to do. I'll do whatever I want to do. And then it's five to 10% on either side screaming. You ever get like brought into an argument that you don't really give a shit about, but you know a little bit about?
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's not a good place to be.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Like, why not? So-and-so, the Undersecretary of State in 1972 said this. And you're like, oh, why did I even?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I get these messages sometimes. They're like, I was so excited to go see you at whatever city, and then I got the notification that they are demanding vaccinations to see the show. And I will not be attending. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And they're like, well, you know, did you know about this? I'm like, yeah, this is not.
Barely.
I'm not part of the health board of Orlando.
Yeah. You want to be like, let me explain to you math. There's 5,800 people there and you are one person. So this is not going to change things for me.
One person was like, why don't you stand up for us?
Then you gotta look at their picture.
I was like, what? They're like, stand up for us.
Who?
It's like, what's the people who don't want to get vaxxed. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about you.
At all. I don't care.
I don't care. And I don't care what happens to you either.
Yeah. This is what people don't realize. Like, it's such a nice gift you give to people. You make them laugh. I'm like, oh, no, that's for me.
Yeah, of course.
If you go die in a fire tonight on the way home, as long as you laugh during my show, I'll feel great.
Yeah.
Literally, it'll be a great talking point. Yeah, like, you know that got great crowd? Yeah. Most of them died. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, let's go back next year, see if it happens again.
Yeah, somebody asked me about Denver. I'm in Denver in February, and somebody's like, somebody goes, you said you didn't care about vaccines. I'm like, oh, you misunderstood me. I said, I don't care. I'm on your side.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
So whatever they want to do is fine.
It's almost like, you know what it is? There's a election fatigue, right? Like when we were getting to the election.
For us.
And you're just like, you know,
yeah,
Trump and Biden. Yeah. And after a while, you're like, I don't know, man. I don't want to turn on the news anymore. It's kind of like that, where it's like people have such strong positions on this now, but it's every day, and it's been this like for like 500 days in a row, where I'm like, okay, what do you want to do?
Is there any new info coming?
Yeah.
Barf.
I mean, there's fucking like NBA players that are like, right? Isn't Kyrie, he's just like done or doesn't
work? Yeah, because in New York, you can't do anything indoors without a vaccine. He goes, I don't want to be vaccinated. So then they're like, well, I don't. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. But also, here's the
thing.
He's
a flat earther, also.
Yeah.
Which also, I don't know if that's wrong. I don't know. I think it's wrong, but I've done no research.
Yeah.
I've flown and seen the land like on a window seat.
Yeah.
Doesn't look round.
That's their argument.
Yeah.
That's good.
You might have just radicalized me, bro.
Yeah. Strong case. They're like, how come I don't see it round over there?
Yeah. You walk far away, I still see your feet.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense.
Don't make no sense at all.
Yeah.
Woo.
Dude, if I was Kyrie, you ever notice now that you're a little older that you're like, you're older than most basketball players, NBA players.
Dude.
So you're like, oh, you're just guys. Mm-hmm. You're not like these heroes. You're just dudes.
Because the other thing is that they were not just like, they were so like, they had this like super ability, but they also, you're like, that's a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm a kid and that's a super grown man. And then now they're kids.
They're right. They're way younger.
Like you meet like I've met pro athletes now and they're like, I'm 23. I'm like, you're 23 years old.
Yeah. And then you picture them and like, they did this thing that's irresponsible. I'm like, a millionaire, 23-year-old?
23-year-old millionaire. Of course.
How many times I drove drunk at fucking into my 30s.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's It is crazy.
The average age of the Pacers is 26.5.
Yeah, they're kids, man. They're kids. And then you you realize that they just have one super grown ability.
Yeah.
And all, and because you meet, I've met these guys, they're like, I like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're they like kid shit, man. They're goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
they're just monsters. Right. You know, you're like, oh, you're just 6'9".
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not their fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then you realize too, like just like you would be, they're like, wait, I get to not go to work and still get paid?
Wait, they're I'm getting $13 million this year to play basketball.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's the same shit for comedy where you try to explain to people like it's a job, but also like I do it for free constantly.
Constantly. And the other thing, I don't know if you had this realization, is the longer you do it, the more you're around it, and you start being around like all the superstars, you're like, oh, they don't have actually a greater ability.
Or answers or anything.
Yeah, or like you're not like...
They might go at a higher percentage of like...
They're good, like, but you realize there's no like, I don't know. It's not like...
They didn't get it, and now they're better.
Yeah, no. They just kind of like kept doing it. They have a following, and but they're not... You're not like, oh, they're... 10 times better than the person who's 10 times less successful than them.
You see articles written about them, and they're, they're perfectly figured this out.
Yeah.
But have you ever had like a story where you're like, can't quite figure out the ending, and then one day you do?
Yeah.
But that means everybody who saw the show before that got an incomplete thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That they were saying, he's the best, oh my God, it's perfect. But it wasn't perfect.
It wasn't.
They're just putting on you this like extra thing.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's fascinating, really. It really is.
Dude, I was dinner with a friend of a friend, and they were like, do you know who this guy Tom Segura is? And I was like, yeah, I do. I'm good friends with him. It's like, is it, cut this out if you have to, but he goes, is it just true I bought a house for a lot of money? and I'm like, yeah. They're like, my friend knows comedy. He's never heard of him. I'm like, your friend doesn't know comedy. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's, that's like saying, like, you just have seen some comedy.
Yeah.
But no, you don't know anything.
It's funny when people chime in on things. Like I was in a green room at a club doing spots. Like, so it was like a 10, 12 kind of comics in a night thing. And it's just funny. We were sitting around, and you could just tell who has no idea how things work.
Mm-hmm.
And these comics who were like, I don't know, I guess, you know, they had spots, but they were like, oh, you know, so-and-so. Whatever, Daniel Tosh is doing these huge theaters, and they're talking about it. And then he's like, "How much money do you think he makes there?" And the one guy was like, "It's like $10,000 a night." And I was like,
"I love that." That's sort of open mic. Like, that's as much as you could possibly make.
And
then,
and I didn't say anything. Like, no, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to like just
crush them. Crush, path is long.
Crush their spirits. But I was like. And then they're like, oh, yeah. The other guy was like, you think so? He was like, oh, yeah, man. That's what you get for something like that. And I was like, these guys don't know how any of this operates. They don't know math.
They don't know math at all. Yeah. Like, how many seats do you think there are?
Yeah. What do you think
he makes a dollar a seat? You think that's what Tasha's. Who's his manager?
Yeah.
Because we need to talk to him.
Holy shit. Yeah. And people don't think you. I mean, I think they specifically our business, they put you in a category because they're like, you know, we're not movie stars or whatever, right? Uh-huh. So they're just like, well, they have the potential to do this, and that's it. Like, earn, or like, they're just like, you can't make that.
It's crazy right now how popular stand-up is.
Stand-up is
how
much so
people
popular.
People are making and stuff.
And how many huge acts there are. Fucking, it used to be three. There used to be three huge acts.
Dane played MSG.
Yeah.
That was the first guy since Dice to play MSG.
So it was a long window, like a long amount of
Eddie
time.
Eddie Murphy never played MSG.
No.
During his height.
Now there's MSG shows
all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And there's like, there's a bunch of like, there's even acts who move crazy tickets who don't even like big venues, like Ali Wong.
Yeah.
Ali Wong did 30,000 tickets in San Francisco, and she chose to do it in a theater. So she just did like fucking 19.
Just over and over and over again.
She doesn't like big venues.
Just stay there. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a, she's a legit, that's a arena.
You like how Russ, Russell will do arenas, yeah, theaters, and then every once in a while, I'll be like, I just want to do this club in Calgary.
Yeah.
People, or like Denver Comedy Works or something like that.
And people don't realize that you're electing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Coy, huge. Gabriel, huge.
And they still do like rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe, obviously, Dave, Kevin Hart, Rock.
Louis Chappelle.
Yeah.
I saw Louis
Chappelle. Burr, late Mulaney.
Yeah, Mulaney.
Huge tickets.
It used to be, I mean, not even that long ago. If you did two shows at the Wilbur, it's like, damn, wow.
Yeah.
And then fucking Tim Dillon does 6. Taylor Thomason does 5.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's what I'm saying. It's so popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, but way more eyes are on us, and then you get taken up for hate speech.
Yeah, it's so fucking crazy. Yeah. So wait, can we pull up your new page?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Nothing's on there yet. It was just the company account. It was like my version of your mom's house.
At RIP.
R-I-P, R-E, Shafir. Unless that's down
there. There it is.
Oh, it's followed by Mr. Clavicle.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He does a lot of like the memes and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, so we should all follow this.
Yeah, follow R.I.P. Ari Shaffir. Oh, all right.
Give it a follow, guys.
Kyle's been doing stuff. Oh, that's
give
a
it
one.
A follow. He's a fucking Jew. I don't know. I'm just trying to sell it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, we've had it hard enough.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been putting stuff on.
What
there.
Is that? Oh, that's that, I thought it.
I'm putting the old audio only podcast on. YouTube.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, RIP Ari Shaffir.
It's not RIP, it's R.I.P. Do you understand it's not a word? It's like stands for something.
It does stand for something.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I got
pretty,
it.
Yeah, pretty smart.
I read books.
I read books. Yeah. I'm smart.
I'm so smart. Did you do well in high school?
Yeah. No, I did bad in high school.
But well in college.
Yeah, yeah. I had a 217 in high school.
Holy shit.
I did not apply myself. Shut up, Nadav. It squits.
Yeah, hey. Give him some fucking some shit I can't say. Go ahead, give it to him. You're one of him.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Your fucking nose ain't big enough, and you don't have diarrhea as much as many of us do.
Oh, he does have diarrhea.
He does?
A lot.
Yeah.
I
did terrible.
How did you do that poorly?
I never applied myself.
Yeah. Guess what?
Class clown.
Samesies.
Yeah. Turned around.
2.1 in high school.
2.1.
Second lowest GPA in my graduating class.
Really?
Yeah, that's fucking low.
Dude. And then they give you the Latino curve. They didn't jump you up a few points.
No, they were. I think there's teachers who were. I think the younger teachers knew. They're like, "Are you not trying?" Like, you know what I mean? You have teachers that are like 30 in high school, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And then the older teachers were like, "He's developmentally disabled, you know? So
he's doing as well as he can."
Yeah. They were just like.
Yeah, you ever go to a concert and have me and Joe List were just talking about it on my podcast, but like have a band go like, come on, you guys get into it. And it's like, no, that's your job.
Oh, yeah.
That's your job to get us into it. Play some fucking jump around music.
Yeah.
And so teachers, I think at the same point, were like, you're not applying yourself. Like, make me.
Yeah.
Get me interested in your dumb shit.
Yeah, don't just like tell me to stay after school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where I want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe that. Looking back, I was like, man, because I really now realize how little I tried, but I didn't realize it at the time, oddly enough, or I just wasn't fully like aware of how little I was trying.
You do your homework on the way to school.
Oh yeah, dude.
In the school bus.
I remember when like a term paper was due, it would always be like Saturday and it was due Monday, and we'd had like months to work on it. And then in college, I remember being like, okay, that was fucking stupid for 4 years.
Yeah.
So the term paper's due in 4 months. I'm going to go to the library now.
Oh, you did that much?
I would start like researching, and I would be done with it a month before it was due, you know, because I was just like, you did so, this clearly
so
was
bad. Yeah.
You
yeah.
not applying yourself. So I just tried harder, and I had like a 3 something. I don't know. In college, it was much
me
better.
Too. 3, 4, 5, something like that. Yeah. But I had yeshiva in between seminary.
Oh,
and
geez.
so then I was like, I applied myself during that with no grades so then I could like learn what success was.
So you left, right?
After high school, in between. Yeah, I went to Israel for a couple of Jerusalem.
For how long?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So then you went to college when you got back.
Mm-hmm. And by then it was like, okay, I knew how to study.
Were you already, did you already throw in the towel though on it?
I threw in the towel. No, my first year I went to Yeshiva University, which is in New York.
Okay.
Which is like split curriculum. Mm-hmm. Half, like till 1 p.m. is you take classes, and that's 3 credits total from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the Talmud studies and all the shit like that. It's just combined for 3 credits.
Were you serious? Were you like a serious person?
Yeah. No, no.
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 So you did joke around and everything.
Yeah, but everyone did. That's okay. Where I got my sense of humor. All those Jews, man. They're like...
I think to outsiders, it just looks like a very serious group of people.
Yeah, you're dressed in the black. Right. Have you seen that video of that guy beating up the religious teacher?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad kid. Nadav, try to find it somewhere. It's this like chubby kid in a yeshiva. Uh-huh. He's had enough.
And he beats up the teacher?
His rabbi. Yeah. But it's like a young rabbi. It's no beard, so you can handle it emotionally. Oh, maybe it's that. Yeah, maybe it's new. That might be.
Wow.
I hate when they show you a video and it's a report of the video. Nope, that's not it. Man, this happens a lot.
That looks like it might be the teacher beating up the student, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Get out of here. Do you think he's like, you fucking Jew?
Terrible camera. Yeah. Oh, man, they're out the place. But anyway, as he's like leaving, they kick him out. You know, they're like, you got to get out here. And he calls the cops. And he goes, he's dressed white shirt, black jacket, black pants. He's not going to stand out. That's what he says.
Really?
He goes, yeah, he dressed like all of us. That's what he says. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what someone just showed me yesterday?
What?
There's a drive-by. I was like, oh, this is a cartel hit. Did you see that Worldstar had put it up and then it got taken down? See, they still have their account and they have fucking 40 million.
Yeah, there's tons of like bombs blowing up. It's a security camera. Yeah,
and it is fucking so clear what's happening. And it is brutal. It's with machine guns.
No.
Yeah,
let me see it. It's gonna bother my whole day.
Well, I don't think you could find it on WorldStar because...
They took it down on WorldStar. Yeah. That's independent. You can do whatever you want on WorldStar.
Oh, really?
I thought. They don't play... They make their own rules.
Yeah.
Remember when...
Lose WorldStar. Yeah.
Remember when OnlyFans was like, we're going to take down porn stars. And then they're like, no, we're not. Yeah. Guess what, guys? We have tons of porn stars.
Yeah, yeah.
It was such a fucking move.
Yeah. It was...
American tour shop.
It's a security...
Jet ski riding gunmen.
Dude, it's a security camera.
So those are the most real ones.
Dude, and these 4 guys are standing around, truck drives by with machine gun, mows them down. One of them, I wonder if this is it here. One of them doesn't get like hit. Three of them go down. One of them steps in front. They all have guns, but they have pistols, and then they start firing back with machine guns. That guy gets hit. They all are now laying around.
Yeah.
And the guys come back with their machine guns
to finish them off,
and the guys are clearly dead, and they fucking just
unload.
Yes, one guy's bullets run out, and he grabs the other guy's gun. It's fucking so gnarly.
Wow,
it is one of the wildest things.
Oh,
I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know either. I'm just thinking about it.
It's not it. I was like, and then. Man, it was shown to me on my friend's phone. I was like, man, that was heavy. He's like, no, check out this angle. I was like, I think I'm good.
Remember the Epstein video?
Which one?
The reporter. It was like one of the first. It was pre-YouTube.
Really?
2002 in like Iraq or Afghanistan. I think his name was Epstein. Beheading.
Oh, no. That wasn't Epstein. That was that guy's name Jeremy?
Jeremy something.
Oh, was it?
Maybe that's a kid from my class.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and he was like, they told me to say this, but yeah, and they don't. I always picture a beheading as one chop.
Let me see.
It was chop after chop after chop.
I want to see if I have this. If he sent it to me or not.
What the cartel?
Yeah, let me see.
We got to recreate that somehow, but with like piss video.
Oh.
Can you recreate that in a piss video? That 4 guys come out, piss all over the other guys, and then come back and just shit on their prone dead bodies.
Skankfest 2022.
Dude, the shit you're doing that I've heard about from your mom house live.
Yeah.
I can't afford the $5, but like I've heard, like it's wild, the reports I'm getting. Great job.
Thank you.
God
Thanks.
Damn.
It's pretty
intense. The fucking ring toss game and the
that was pretty fun. That was pretty
fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a live version of a podcast. Like, yeah. No.
No, no.
No.
We always try to step it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, do you have those on your hard drive? The, like, the heavy stuff?
Yeah, if you delete those.
If you have the, hard drive. If you have the,
transfer
the scalpel one.
What's
you
the scalpel one?
Oh, I'll just have them.
All right, all right, yeah, all right. Yeah. 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 You're like, no. You'll get it.
Okay. So the other thing is you've always been like, man, it's been like I feel like a decade. You're like the only guy who does this, but I really like that you actually will live this life of like tour. And then you're like, I'm going to go spend time somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, didn't you do Colombia?
Ecuador.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
How long did you stay down there?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. It was, I mean, nothing was going on much.
Did you travel within Ecuador?
Yeah, but you couldn't. I was going to go over the border to Peru, but land borders were closed. I'd already been to Colombia.
They had a serious lockdown in Peru, too.
Yeah. And we tracked numbers. Ecuador was pretty good. They had their shit early. And so, I mean, just for harshness, the morgues got overwhelmed in that first April. And so they were piling up bodies in the streets. And there were these videos of school kids walking to school and just passing piles of bodies.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and so after that, Ecuador was like, whatever we got to do, we're not worried about like human rights or anything like that or civil liberties. We're just like, we'll wear the mask. We'll do whatever. Let me see.
I got it. I got the...
What, the gunman?
Yeah.
Or the scalpel?
I'm going to send it to Nadav.
Okay.
It is still on Worldstar.
Oh, great. Look at that. Worldstar not backing down.
I guess it got taken down from there. Instagram, but my point is like, it's like, what about?
Yeah, there's always a double standard.
Yeah,
it's lame, and you don't want to point. You want to be like, do they have it? To like, because you know they're gonna be like, sweet, we'll take that down too. You're like, no, just leave it all up, make the internet free again. But yeah, I traveled around. We got a car, went with my dog, and just fucking traveled around the country. Amazon,
you Andes, and your girl,
boyfriend, but yeah,
your boyfriend,
yeah, and Bandit. And just fucking.
You brought your dog down there? How was that?
Easy. You can't show that.
Hold on.
No, no! No, come on! I thought there was a needle! No, come on! No, come on! Stop! Oh! No! Stop it! What's he doing?
Hold on.
No!
Give it a second.
Stop it! Why isn't he fucking reacting? He's not even flinching. Oh! Come on! Ah!
Wait.
Ah!
That's your mom's house live.
He did it to himself?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. A couple questions.
Imagine if you closed out your shows like that.
That was a closer.
That's a closer.
Yeah. Did that guy do it for your mom's house live?
I don't think so.
You found the footage of that.
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Oh.
And
he didn't even seem like he cared. You think he shot himself up first? So he didn't feel it? Oh,
I don't know, but he clearly, that wasn't the first time he's ever done that.
Nah, he wasn't like, what's this gonna be?
Yeah. No, he's like, if you do it right here, then the stream of blood will come out.
But like, if YouTube took that down, you'd be like, or Instagram, you'd be like, no, I know.
Yeah. If YouTube was like, no more accounts for you, you'd be like, I get it.
All right. I poked the bear.
I put so scalpels through the head of my dick. I know. That fucked with you, huh? It's a lot.
He wasn't moving. And it was, you couldn't even understand what it was at first because the light was shining on the scalpel. So it looked like a needle that I was like, oh, is he going to.
Right. He had that way about him. You ever saw like one guy one jar, you know, one guy, one glass, whatever it's called. Do you remember that one? Like two girls, one cup was a thing. So then it became one guy, one jar. You've seen that?
Dude, this is doing the same thing to me that the fucking beheading video did, where I was like, I was fine in the beginning, and then after like
here,
a minute.
This is what's crazy. Put your headphones in. Yeah. Put them in for this. You've never seen this? Because you got to have volume. You want you have volume?
I have volume. Okay. Is this going to clear the palate from the other
thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, but this
is... Is this a sorbet of your mom's house live?
No, this has never been on your mom's house live. Oh, I just remember that like...
Seagore.com, those websites. I know. Just meet...
I don't think it earned that title, but just watch this. Because...
Hold on. Let's. What will happen in this? He's got a laptop behind him. He's got a cup on the floor, and he's not wearing. He could be wearing shorts. But he's barefoot.
And it's like what I think of is when you said like, oh, this guy, he's not really reacting.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's somebody who routinely
does this.
Does this thing. You know. Go ahead.
Okay. He's got a tiny dick, but.
But see how he's got cuts inside his thighs?
Oh, yeah. He's had... Oh, no. Oh, he's getting a whole cup in his butt.
Yeah, and it's glass.
Use plastic for this, dude.
Oof.
Oh, it broke! Oh, the blood's gonna come.
You can hear, like, all the glass pieces, though. And it's like...
Is he liking this?
Seems like he's not really flinching. And he's got so many cuts on the inside of his thighs and legs, you know?
God, dude.
That's a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of blood. And he doesn't even have most of the glass out yet.
Oh, my God. What is he doing? Why is it?
Now he's like, I think I should take this thing out.
Fuck. Oh.
So he does this routinely. Oh. Clearly.
Yeah, he's fallen on the glass before. Oh. Why is he taking it out?
His dick kind of looks like a...
Did he try to break? It looks like he's wearing a condom, right?
It looks like a little a seahorse.
Yeah, it does
right?
look like a seahorse. Yeah, it does look like
he
a seahorse.
He drew little eyes on it?
Yeah, on the right and the left.
Yeah.
This is so your much. Fan sending you these? You're not researching this.
Oh, this is like a 15-year-old.
A classic?
Yeah, it's a classic, yeah. We never played this. But it's just so much blood. And I just always remember that...
Shit there.
I just always remember that he doesn't flinch. He's not like, he's not like moving around like, oh my God, this hurts.
Does it hurt his fingers?
I don't think he really thinks about that. Man.
So disgusting. So much blood. There's shit in there too.
You know what the funny thing is? This is a comic. That's a lot of blood. That's what I think about your vaccine status. Yeah.
My favorite question.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad too.
What kind of life have you built?
These poor guys have been desensitized. They prep these clips with post-it notes over the monitor, so they just have
they don't
to, look.
Have to see it.
Yeah,
it reminds me of there's a guy who used to work at Google, I think, to decide what cannot go on the internet, like what can't be snuff films or shit like that.
Yeah. He has to watch all those.
Oh yeah, he was within 2 years. It's like I'm suicidal. I can't, yeah, it's like therapy for my whole life.
He's seen the worst things ever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd like to interview that guy.
Yeah, it's like. And so, do you have a link to any of these? Like, I had Chris Allen on my podcast. Do you know him?
Chris Allen?
Yeah, he's a comic from like Virginia, but he comes up to New York a lot. But he has PTSD from
Korea, not back then, yeah, for watching. He had to log in stuff. He had to watch live drone attacks.
Ugh.
Yeah. So he's like seeing like, oh, that guy's about to die in lot. And it's like, he's like, but you're not there. But it's like, it just gets to you after a while.
I'm sure.
But
so
I
what?
I still prefer that to fucking that thing.
Scalpel or cup? Which was worse?
Tom, that's an excellent question. First of all. I have to commend just the fucking interview skills you have. Scalpel. I think so. Loose shards are a problem. Well, you're not getting all that out, and it ain't coming out clean.
Well, then, well, you said scalpel, though.
Scalpel's what I'd go for.
Oh, you'd go for?
Yeah.
You think the jar is worse?
What about you? He tried to break that glass, right? He got down. He wasn't trying to envelop it.
Well, here's what makes me think that he definitely tried to break it. The inside of his thighs are all cut up. So he's like, one of the fun things I do is I break things
why not?
Around if, my asshole, yeah. And then there's glass cuts me everywhere.
Yeah. Otherwise, why not use plastic? If it's just for the shape. He gets in, and then he, like, squeezes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's part of the, it's the routine for him.
The bonus would it be if he came during that.
If you could maintain an erection during that.
Oh, God, dude, that fucking affected me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm usually immune from this shit. How does Brad handle that?
Bart doesn't like it that much, I don't think, yeah. I don't usually show him that many.
Did you convince him that Barton Springs was named after him?
He'd buy that.
He would.
Yeah, it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're liking it here. I haven't seen you in too long.
It's been it's been a minute, right?
When's the last time I saw you?
I don't remember.
Sorry.
You look blonder, but you just did another. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I trimmed it and dyed it, but I might do it again.
But you also did another one of your trips.
Yeah.
You just got back from DR.
Oh, yeah. Dude, have you been?
Yes.
It's
once.
Great.
Once, yeah.
It's great. And I didn't even go to like the resorty parts.
Yeah, I flew into Santo Domingo, but we went to a resorty part. It was years ago, though.
Yeah. Do you ever make I was getting food from this place, like real, like legit place, Chicharron and whatever their version of bologna is, Lofongo, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept coming back to the same place. My Spanish is so-so.
Yeah.
Food Spanish is pretty good.
Yeah.
But when I'm like, you know, like, what is that? And they tell you, you're like, I don't know why I asked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, this is out of my...
Yeah.
Unless they say pollo, it's like, fine. But otherwise, like, all right. I made a connection with the guy fucking ladling it out.
Uh-huh.
And eventually I'm like, you know, tienes mofongo? He's like, sí. And he's like, he's telling me like, this sauce is good for that. I was like, okay, I like that. And I guess I had done that too many times in the last few days. And he's like, oh, you're this guy.
Oh, really?
So then he's like, trust me. I'll get you this. I'll get you that. Oh, it's so fatty and so fucking good.
Their food is awesome, man.
Skirt steak mofongo.
Ugh.
The fresh jugo is so good everywhere. Anywhere you're in the tropics, get the fresh juice anytime you pass a place.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dollar.
Yeah.
And it's never not amazing.
So where did, like, when you, Santo Domingo, most people, like you said, especially like Americans would go to one of the resorty places.
Punta Cana, probably.
But Lame. Are there other Americans kind of in and about in Santo Domingo?
No. I got recognized once by a Venezuelan guy who, like, watches podcasts. That's it, which is great for that.
How did you find like where you were going to stay in Santo Domingo?
Ian Laura. So once I was like, I'll go there because I was just looking for direct flights from Boston. I was like, I got some time off. What flies direct from Boston? So it was either Haiti, that, or Cuba. And then I figure like, I'll save Cuba for like, I asked Bobby Kelly if he wanted to come. He's like, not now, but later. So I was like, I'll put it off. And so then I just like, who's a Dominican comedian? And so then Ian Laura was just my tour guide. Like, what do I got to do? He's like, you know about baseball, right? I'm like, no. They have baseball there? Oh, yeah. He goes, yeah. Albert Pujols is playing. It's like massive for the first time in his career.
So he told you where to stay?
He told me like what neighborhoods. And I was like, what neighborhoods are safe? What's not? What's like cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Airbnb. Roof smoked so many cigars.
You did Airbnb?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I like being, in a neighborhood.
Yeah, sure.
God damn, it was fucking nice.
Good place?
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like. Yeah, great roof that at night you can smoke a last cigar, get up in the morning, smoke another one. All those fucking cigars, it's such a culture of it there.
Yeah.
So everyone just smokes. You get like cappuccino with rum in it and nobody looks at you weird. It's like, it's on the menu.
Yeah.
Cappuccino with rum.
It's how you start your day.
Yeah. It's great. Everyone does dress up a lot. So you want to wear like shorts and a t-shirt and just like don't. You look like an asshole.
Oh, they wear like nicer clothes.
Long sleeve shirts.
Don't you kind of like that?
I do. It was nice. You don't feel like a tourist.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even like here. Well, yeah, there's countries where you see that more. But even here, I feel like, you know, we, especially in comedy, we're so like in the t-shirt jeans kind of thing. It does kind of feel nice when people
dress up a little bit.
Yeah,
don't fucking wear flip flops at night.
You're talking to, it's Bart's seat that you're in right now.
Yeah, he has his own line of fucking trash footwear.
Yeah.
By the way, Brad, your fucking trash footwear has made it now to Tahiti. Dominican Republic, Hawaii, and Ecuador. The Amazon. It was in the fucking Galapagos.
They are good flip flops.
They are good flip flops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be to support.
To support that kind of weight. Yeah, they need to be cushiony.
Yeah.
How big is he now? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's pretty big. Yeah.
That Mickey Mantle gene is going to die off soon.
Yeah, he got up to about 268.
Really?
A couple weeks ago. So then he did a cleanse for 5 days.
Hold on. That's not ridiculous enough to be an exaggeration. If you said like 380, I'd be like, haha.
But no, that's the real way. That's the real way, yeah.
268.
Yeah, it's pretty big. But then he did a cleanse. And I was like, how long is it? How long are you doing it? Thinking it was like a month. He's like, I'm done today. I was like, that's 5 days. The thing that kills him is his kids are
old enough now to be like, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. His kids are. He's a senior in high school.
Damn.
Yeah. It's that, you know, first of all, he brings Dave, who's a fucking grill master.
He brings a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Not a slow cooker. A fucking.
Yeah, he has a grill and a smoker.
Smoker on the road with him.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think, you know, if I brought it, I'd be like, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe one day we'll use it. Dave does it every night.
Dave, I've had it too.
It's so good.
Yeah. We were in Madison together next door to each other. And so it was like afterwards we just ate.
And you're like, you eat this every night? And then they're like, yeah. And then of course they drink. So like if you're Bert, you're partying. And then.
I like the two versions of Bert's tours where the Bert version is like, no, sometimes, you know, we eat it. And then you ask anyone who's on, they're like, yeah, every single night. I think we had one night where we didn't.
Or like Bert has this other thing where he's like, well, you know, I never drink on stage. And you're like, okay. And then he'll be like, we were in Denver. It's like, you know, second show. I'm like six cocktails in. You're like, wait, what?
How does that
you're like,
up?
You just said you never drink on stage. He's like, well, after the first show we drank, and then I always bring a drink on stage on the second show. And you're like, yeah, but you just said I never drink on stage.
And he was like, well, I didn't think you would remember that. From a minute.
And then he also is like, and I also don't remember that. I don't remember that I just said that. So it's drink.
My favorite is also like, I'm never on Twitter. I'm like, you're only on Twitter.
Yeah.
All this, I don't drink on stage.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's hard to keep up with him. I've had to water some plants.
So when he came.
It's just like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He came here and they worked out. They worked out because he was, this is when he just got into his like cleanse, and his guys, the guys that run with him, were like, this is a real nice break. This is a real nice break.
From what?
From regular life with him.
Yeah. Because the problem is, so here's the New York issue. You're out. You're like, oh, I drank yesterday and the day before. I'm not going to drink tonight. And then you get there and Merrill and Joe Mackey and Norman are all drinking. And you're like, well, I guess I'll have five, you know, whiskeys.
Yeah.
It's like hard not to. When Bert gets going, how are you going to be like, nah?
If you're with him. I mean, I'm probably one of the only people that just like stops with him. Everybody else is like, I want to be a part of the party. You know,
I tried keeping up one time in Calgary.
Keeping up with him?
Yeah. And I threw up so many times. Disappeared.
Kept puking.
I fell asleep in a public bathroom stall.
And he was fine.
He was gone. They're like, what happened to you? I'm like, I tried. It's can't keep up. And I do have one memory before it completely went like vague.
Yeah.
Of him. We're walking and I'm already drunk. Jameson's. Drink for drink. And I'm like, I'll do. It's just a mistake. And I just have a memory of him going, keep it together. Yeah.
Really?
He's like, yeah, handle yourself.
The best thing is that next morning when you're like, I think I'm going to die today.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to leave this hotel room. He's like, I went on a jog.
He rebounds, bro.
I shot a promo video.
Yeah.
The same way like we did at like 21.
Yeah. He hasn't stopped yet.
Yeah. And that's just because the alcohol never leaves his system.
It's a constant, just running through blood alcohol level of normal.
Yeah,
I would like to have a driving. You could set this up on a closed course.
Yeah,
drunk driving with Bert.
Man, I bet he's awesome.
I bet he'd be great.
Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah.
We should close
Get extra safety harnesses or whatever, close a course.
And have cops come and do it.
Yeah, with those tires.
And they'll be like, I can't believe he passed. He fucking passed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
See if you can get him like double the beat, you know.
And have him blow like a 0.45. Like, and he's just like dead. Touching nose. Uh-huh. And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the alphabet backwards and he's fine.
And they're like, how are you doing this? He's like, it's how I live, doc.
I'm setting the curve.
Dude, we have to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see everyone else just like immediately like, no.
And then they
straight
like,
to the tires.
I guess we have to let him go. I guess.
Dude, Brido and Kanane once were arguing a long time ago when I was still doing Skeptic Tank at Red Bands back in those days. They said it should be not based on blood alcohol, but tolerance should be part of it.
Absolutely.
Because like there's different levels of drunk.
Yeah. You mean to tell me that after six beers, it's a he needs to be off the road? Why?
Bert?
Yeah.
No. Why?
He's fine.
Why? I'd ask him for directions.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was two beers in and he was seven, I'd be like, you should drive.
You should drive. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Same way, man. I mean, I don't think he's even remotely affected by that.
It's like me or other people with like weed.
Yes.
They're like, are you too high to drive? I'm like, I'm too high to live, but no, not to drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine to drive.
How high do you think your tolerance is now?
It's off for sure now.
It's off?
It's low.
Oh, because you've been off, like you haven't been smoking.
I haven't smoked as much. In Ecuador, we got one fucking chunk of fucking pissed on weed that was so strong.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the strongest I've had, the most psychedelic weed I've ever had.
Yeah. You know, the most psychedelic weed I ever had was in Peru. And I was like, is this weed? Because it didn't look the same. And it was, you know, some type of like plant.
Yeah.
You're like, this doesn't look like weed.
Right.
And also, I think I gave the guy, because my cousin was like, we'll get it from this guy at school. I want to say I either gave him 20 or 40 bucks, and it was a brick. I was like,
dude, 30 bucks for an ounce.
This is a lot, man.
Yeah. I was like, no, my Spanish is wrong. No, yeah. For a gram. And he's like, no, whatever he said ounce was. And I'm like, wait, I had to look at my iTranslate. I'm like, I thought it was like getting over on. I'm like, sure.
So I smoked the first night. I have photos of myself from that night. Where I'm like so fucked up. And I'm like 20, 21.
Yeah.
And I brought a friend with me, an American, and I'm with my cousin. We're fucking absolutely, I think I have.
Visiting Chile?
We're visiting Peru.
Peru.
And I sent it to my cousin the other day. I was like,
look how high we were.
Yeah. This is me that night. That
you're
night.
You look like Dane Cook.
And,
damn.
Yeah. I'm super fucking loaded.
Oh, yeah. Those glassy eyes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. That's when
you don't look that bad.
Yeah, but that's when we were still having fun.
Oh, right.
And what happened was later.
You got like a zone out?
He probably doesn't want to be on this.
Yeah, you don't look that bad off.
Yeah, but that's.
You do look wonk-eyed.
Yeah, I am wonk-eyed. Well, look at, I mean, that one there, the one lower. I don't know if you can see it, but
I missed that level of getting high.
But what happened was later I was like, man, I'm cold. And and my cousin, my friend were like, you are? I was like, I start shivering, which is a thing. There's like this medicinal or
get
this,
too hot and get too cold.
Yeah. But like actually getting cold is a real thing that can happen. Usually happens with edibles. If you eat like super strong ones, if you look it up, it's like edible leading to, and there's like a term that it's actually a real term that affects your body temperature for getting cold. But then I was like, you hear those trains? And they were like, what? And I thought there were trains coming, and they're like, there's no trains around here. And I was like,
and then you're like, why are you lying to me?
I was out of my head with it. But the next night we smoked again, and my friend, it wasn't even like a bit, he was like, I hear those trains coming. And he was like, he went overboard the next night. We were fucked up. It wasn't like a regular high.
Yeah.
You know, it was like hearing sounds.
Peruvian weed.
Dude, it was.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what I said.
Because it's all the same Andes and
also
and
it
jungle.
Didn't look like weed even.
This was all packed in and fucking smashed. So it lasted so long. It was just heavy.
What we bought would have lasted me months. And it was for like 3 days, one weekend. Yeah, I left it there. I was like, yeah.
You did. You're like, who wants it?
I was like, you can have this shit. This was $20.
I tried to send it to some other travelers.
You did?
I was like, take some of ours.
Yeah.
You know, Tony's got fucking, we can't smoke this type anymore.
No, no. Yeah, it was just, it was different. I mean, the same thing when I was in Europe and tried to buy weed, it was like, this was like in college. Everybody was just like, oh, you mean hash? And I was like, no, I don't.
Yeah, that's and a weird European weed. Thing. Hash instead of weed. And, it's and way stronger.
Sprinkling it on tobacco. And I was like, this is not what I want.
Yeah. You bring your American attitude, though, to Europe now.
Yeah.
And they can't handle. Like, I was in Edinburgh with Sloss and Kai Humphries and a bunch of other people. And just like, you know, they were smoking out there with their little dumb whatever.
Yeah.
Like a drop of weed and all tobacco. And then I was like, oh, I'll roll a joint, too. And then I'm like smoking it, passing it, and it goes around once, and somebody goes, was that a pure?
Like a pure?
Yeah. Never heard that term before. Angry at me.
Oh, because you got them too high.
Yeah, but like, what the fuck, dude? You got to warn people. I'm like, warn people what a joint is?
This is a joint.
Yeah, yeah. It's a joint. It's going to be all pure. It's weed and paper. And then
but that, is that not common there?
No. No, weird. I got thrown out of a bar. Me and my friend smoked outside of an outdoor patio bar, and we smoked like outside the entrance to the patio.
Hmm.
And then I was like, I'm gonna go in. The bouncer's like, no way, man. I saw what you did. I'm like, what? What did I do? Because you're smoking. I'm like, yeah, outside your. He goes, be respectful. I'm like, I did. I didn't do it in the patio. It was right out. It was out.
And he didn't let you?
No, wouldn't let me in. Then I would try to go to another bar because a pop up for the fringe.
Yeah.
They called ahead.
What?
Yeah. I said, don't let that guy in.
I don't understand though.
Yeah.
Because you're too high to be around people in their eyes?
Or it was like in a front. It was like doing heroin in front of them or something. Or like, I don't know. It was like.
So you got there and they're like, we know about you.
Yeah, I'm like, it's the same as Instagram. I'm like, I don't know what the fucking rules are. I'm doing it fine. I was gonna smoke in your patio.
How do you think they described you when they called from the first bar to the second bar?
Not doing this. How would you say they describe me? Parts of his face go down instead of straight.
You know that guy you at the bank?
That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's the most common. Like,
you think he just did a screen grab of that and he was like, this guy's coming. He sent that over.
It's either that or the Ari Cat. That's the most
common. The Ari Cat's really funny.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much that cat looks like me.
It's true. And it's it doesn't make you feel as racist when you
see it.
Post it. That's really good.
It's crazy. I made it into a t-shirt and I was wearing it. And Monroe Martin was like, ah, it's funny. You photoshopped a cat to look like you. I'm like, straight picture, bro.
It's a picture of a cat.
Straight up picture.
Yeah. You have that shirt?
Yeah.
You sell that
Ari
shirt?
Ari Shaffir in the background.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is it at arishafir.com?
It is at arishafir.com. As are my dates. I'll be in Denver in January, whatever it's called. Is it February? And Vancouver's probably sold out already at the end of the month. And SLC's sold out. Oh, me and Bobby Kelly and Big J are doing a couple dates in Michigan.
Really?
March 25th, 26th. Yeah.
Three of you?
Yeah, three of us just having fun. Doing That's like cool. a road trip and just like driving from spot to spot.
Yeah, I feel like that camaraderie is bigger in New York, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's get together and do something fun. Because even in LA, where I had like a whole bunch of people I knew, there really wasn't that vibe.
I wonder why. It might just be that the subway is like, we can all go home anytime.
I think there is a part of it.
And we run from spot to spot. So it's like, oh, you're going to the cellar? I'll walk with you.
You see, like, in LA, you might see, first of all, there's less places that you would do it, you know, shows.
Yeah.
You might see people a couple times. But yeah, I think being in cars and driving 45 minutes is a big part of like feeling, just keeping your distance from people.
Yeah, LA is really shut off. You have to be in the world in New York. Everywhere you go on the subway, that you don't drive at all. So subway or cabs, like, I mean, cabs, I guess you're alone, but like you're walking and there's fucking thousands of people around you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but yeah, we do have more of a camaraderie.
You do.
Of like, let's do some shit.
That's very cool. Kind of jealous of it.
It's fun. It's fun for sure. The comics in New York are just like, they're wild. They stand up for each other. They're just like out there. We're having fun. We're just like, yeah, I don't know. It's a good time.
Yeah. I don't think that can actually be like replicated elsewhere. I think you need the city to exist the way it does. Like, you could probably develop a certain thing in a similar type of city. In other words, a Hong Kong,
Hong Kong, or
a London
cool.
probably has like that type of camaraderie, you know?
Yeah. You went to China before I did, didn't you?
I went to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Macau in 2014.
That was right before I went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, it's so fun out there.
Yeah.
It's so foreign.
It is so foreign.
And you're just like, I don't even been to France. I have not, but like, it's like you can read the street signs.
Yeah.
You don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, or in Dominican Republic, like I can read what this ingredient is.
Yeah.
But damn, it's like, I don't know what these symbols are. I don't know what that food is.
Yeah. No, everything is a roll of the dice there.
People are shitting in the streets and it's fucking, they're not even embarrassed. They're just like, what?
This was in the mainland though.
This is mainland.
Yeah. Mainland's way different.
Mainland. There.
Hong Kong is a trip, man. They have this expression there, fuck, I forget it, about like you come to the city and then you are lost to the city. And it was an expression meant to describe why people who visited just never leave. They're like, the city.
I made friends with the comedy scene there because I was just like, it was the last 8 days of like an 18, 17 day tour. So I was mm-hmm. real social. Like, yeah. I had been like lonely and then like real opened up. And one of them, my friend Sarah, was like, this is like summer camp.
Yeah.
We're all here on like, even the businessmen and the bankers are here on 3 or 5 year contracts. So they know it's not permanent. So it's just like, why not drink on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Why not do whatever anytime?
And the city is just like, if you pull up an image of like an aerial shot of Hong Kong, it is impressive. The landscape, you know, like
clean
the,
and modern and some temples and some like weird and, old stuff
and
too.
Enormous.
Yeah.
Like you think that you're.
Yeah.
Seeing the whole city and you realize you make a turn and you're like, oh, there's a whole other stretch of this. Mm-hmm. Like it's.
Long Kwai Fong was so cool. Everyone just drinks in the streets. And then once you open a 7-Eleven, so all the bars, you buy a drink at a bar and then go into the street and drink it. And the 7-Eleven's like, you can also just buy a beer here for like $2 and then drink it next to the guy at the bar.
Yeah. They also, the cost of living in Hong Kong is so
high.
I mean.
Yeah.
They were talking, because, you know, here in the States, people always talk about San Francisco, New York. But that shit's all over. Like the prices, there's like one bedrooms that are $20 million there. And they're like, oh, and they sell, like gone.
You ever see those tiny apartments in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend had
one
of those.
There's like drawers that people live in. Yeah.
Like in Seinfeld?
Yeah.
My friend had one of those. You can't open the door all the way. There's a bed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sneak around it. And it's just like a hop. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend had one of those and got laid in it.
In that?
Yeah.
He must have some serious game.
He had game. Oh, yeah. There's a second person in that one.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a child?
Yeah.
Is he raising a child there?
Yeah, doing his best, man.
Bunk bed for three people. Yeah. I mean, why are you living in... That's how they lived in the fucking camp.
Probably doesn't have any other... Like, that's what happens. Like,
they're really recreating the fucking Bergen-Belsen. For fucking willfully.
Yeah, it's because of
can you do a side by side of a tiny home in Hong Kong versus a fucking concentration camp?
Yes, we're good. You can do that on the Skeptic Tank. I'm gonna keep this channel alive.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point. Like, well, I've learned stuff.
We didn't show the audience that scalpel going into the dickhead, you know.
What would you take? Which one would you take?
Oh, we brought it back there, huh? I think I would have to do the scalpel just because of, I mean, if you put that jar of plastic, I would try to get it up my ass. But the glass one?
Tom, you would succeed.
In the?
The plastic?
Yeah.
You wouldn't try.
I would do it.
Yeah, you'd do it. You've accomplished a lot, and you have a fucking go-getter mentality
of
seeing it through.
Yeah.
I think you would get it.
Hey, thanks, man. I needed that today. Appreciate it. Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't try. I would get that fucking jar up my ass. But the scalpel thing, oof. I don't know. I guess I would have to do it versus the glass.
It would be coming out weeks later and cutting you on the way out. That was a hard one to watch. The scalpel was more visceral to me, but the glass, it got me like in the gut.
Yeah.
Like
that one. You know what's going on in there. You want to cleanse the palate with the drive-by?
Yeah, let's cleanse it up.
Okay. This is the security camera. Yeah.
By the way, that should deter people from doing crime.
Yeah, so This is
some viewers.
Yeah,
that's probably video disturbing.
It's pretty wild. These guys are just chilling there, right? Right. Look at this guy. He pops out, and then this guy's not hit, so he goes to shoot. Everyone has guns on him. But then he gets hit.
What are they doing?
Because they're returning machine guns, you know?
And he goes,
this guy on the wall, you see him? He's just like shooting up in the air. Leaning on the wall there.
But they're so casual. And he's been shot.
They're shooting back. Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, man, I'm bleeding a lot more than I thought I was.
Yeah. And this guy that pops out, he's like, you guys, what are you guys doing out here?
I said, keep it down.
Yeah. But then those hitmen come back. They're coming back
with a pile of blood. Wait, we ran that 10 seconds before that last when. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly, man.
Oh.
Yeah. He was trying to like crawl in there, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then this is not even the worst part. Then this guy comes, these guys come back.
Are they
going
to get the guy inside?
No.
Or was that just a business owner?
Yeah, he's just a business owner. It seems like it.
Man, he came out bravely. Oh, no.
You guys are all dead. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look, he's like, give me your gun. Give me your gun. He's really pissed, this guy. I mean, they're so dead.
If this was New York, people would be like, all right, already.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want to say I didn't even verify that this had to be cartel Mexico stuff. I didn't even check.
What was it not?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that I assumed that. Like, my friend showed it to me. Did it say?
That just happened. 12-7.
Yeah, it just happened.
They tried playing dead, and that didn't even work.
I don't think they tried playing
dead. Nah, they didn't try playing dead. Who fucking bad headline? Clickbait.
No. Doesn't say where it is. That's. It does say. It says Puerto Rico. Wow.
Wow.
I wonder if that is correct.
As long as Puerto Rico says involved and plays. Yeah. Damn. Crazy.
Oops. But it is. It is. It is narco stuff. I mean, it's definitely like, and all those four guys all had guns on them.
Yeah, know? They did. It wasn't like randos. When they talk about crime crime rates and stuff,
yeah.
They when people like you and me talk about it, we mean like not that. We mean like if your wife was walking down the street, what are the odds something happens to her?
Right. And this is like those that's so brutal to watch though, right?
Oh my God. They're coming back to make sure they're gone. It's like that was always missing from mob movies where somebody's like survived with like a one shot or a prison thing, shank and walk. Like,
yeah.
Finish it. Get the throat.
Well, you could tell this is, I mean, I think it looks obvious that these are rival gangs, rival, you know, cartels.
Yeah.
And
they all had guns on them.
And that's why it's so, you have to like send the message, you know, of like we filled them up with 50 bullets. Not
that was a message. Yeah. If I was the leader of the black, dressed cartel,
yeah,
I would be like, guys, okay, you got it done 80 bullets ago.
Yeah,
these are free.
Yeah, these is costing money.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how many fucking drugs we got to give the kids to pay for these bullets?
Yeah, you know what? You buy your own fucking bullets if you're going to act like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm done giving you bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from now, oh, guess what? You get a knife now.
Have you ever heard of tap, tap? All you got to do is go chest, head.
Yeah. One through the skull. Yeah. Get closer. He's not firing back. Bop and move.
And why are you so emotional about this shit, man? You can just see it. I'm watching you. You're so fucking upset. You know how to kill without aggression?
This is a job. Wow. Can you imagine that life? They all had guns on them.
Yeah. Those guys are probably all in their 20s. You know?
You ever see City of God?
Yeah.
I just saw it. Fucking good movie.
It's really good. It's really good.
Oh, that was fucking. That one was the least bad one of the three videos you've shown me.
But kind of nice to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. The double sorbet. Yeah. That was the cappuccino of the other sorbet.
Well.
That's,
maybe call it a day.
Did you do that with Bert?
Nope.
No. Okay. He's got a different sense of humor.
Yeah.
Overlaps a lot, but it's
I try to curate some things for you.
thanks, bro. I really appreciate you laying down the carpet for me.
No, I'm really happy you came by, man. It's good to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I stopped in.
And are you leaving?
Driving to San Antonio from here.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah. Go to, make sure, RIP, at RIP Ari Shaffir on Instagram. Give him a follow. Go to arishaffir.com, look at tour dates. And I hope to see you guys.
Maybe at Ari Shaffir will be back if I can get fucking CAA.
Yeah, but now you got to follow his backup account, like one of those hoes. They're those hoes that get their ass pick account taken down. They're like, follow my backup account.
Yeah.
I still post hoe shit over there.
But yeah, all my tour dates at arishaffir.com and with podcasts.
Follow hoe ass Ari Shaffir. All right. I love you. I'll see you guys. Bye.
Juicy.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.